Speak Out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, and I got this look on Kerry Singer's face like, why are the Scorpions on right now?
That's very generous of you to think that I knew that what the Scorpions even are.
Oh, you don't know who the Scorpions are?
No.
Huge metal band in the 80s, part of the 90s. Okay, yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, this song's called Arizona, and February 14th, 1912 was Arizona Admissions Day, the day
that... I saw that in the newspaper this
morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
So they're caught up. That's good.
Yeah, they celebrated. They acknowledged.
That's a good thing. So a little, couple of fun facts about Arizona, in case you didn't know, because you're a transplant.
I am a transplant.
From Tejas, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, of course, founded February 14th, 1912. Square miles, 113,998. I don't know where that ranks in the scheme of things, but Montana's a little bit bigger, and Alaska's a lot bigger, and Texas is a lot bigger, and California. Yeah. It has the unemployment rate, but it's from way back. So, Governor Katie Hobbs and Senators Mark Kelly and Kirsten Sinema. So there you go. Happy birthday, Arizona.
Yeah.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
You brought in the pink insulated mug today.
Yeah, this is my Barbie cup.
Nicely done. It doesn't say Barbie on it, folks.
No.
So, anyway, nicely done. That was cool. So, yeah. I heard the cool, and we talked about this a little bit before the show. I heard the coolest dedication on the Big D and Bubba show this morning on KJJ Nash 102.3, our sister station. And she says, I just want to do a shout out, and it was the perfect, southern dialect, right?
Do you want me to do mine?
Yeah, sure.
No, just kidding. I'm honestly not.
I just want to do a shout out for my boyfriend of 3 years, and I know we're going out tonight, and I know nothing about Snapchat, but she mentioned Snapchat. She goes, but when we first got together, he said if we could do the streak at 1,000 days, apparently that means something in Snapchat. Chat,
yeah,
speak. So hang on.
Okay.
That he would propose to me. And I thought, oh my gosh, that poor guy. And Big D and Bubba said the same thing, that poor guy. Now it's almost like an ultimatum. He has to propose to her tonight because the streak is at 1,000 days today.
Yeah, I feel bad for her.
How's
that? She
needs
to raise her standards. She needs to have a little bit more self-respect.
Okay.
You cannot base a life decision like marriage on a social media, especially a, like, not even top 10 social media.
Oh, that's hilarious.
There's no way Snapchat, like, people probably
You don't think Snapchat's in the top 10?
No, I think LinkedIn probably has more users than Snapchat.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, I don't know a lot of people my age that use Snapchat, but I know a lot of younger people use Snapchat, right? Because the accountability of keystrokes and that sort of thing, you know,
if you do a
screenshot, mm-hmm. then the other person knows. If you save a file, then the other person knows, that kind of thing, right? So you don't think it's in the top 10? You think Tinder is ahead of Snapchat?
I don't think Tinder's a social media.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah.
It is a dating app. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay.
But yeah, no, I just can't imagine I just need her to, like, you know.
Yeah.
She needs some confidence boosters.
I knew that this was a great topic for Carrie Singer. I
knew. Carrie's going to have an opinion.
Right. I just knew it was a great topic for you. But Carrie Singer is the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. And I knew she would be caught up on all the Super Bowl scuttle.
Yeah.
And you heard something really interesting on Travis Kelce, Travis and his brother. What's his brother's name?
Jason,
thank you. He was the center for the Eagles. Still is till he retires.
Yeah.
So the thing about Shanahan not having his team ready mm-hmm. for overtime and the new rules and that, mm-hmm. Jason Kelce shed some light on that.
Yeah, he just mentioned today, I mean, I know this is what everyone wants to hear 3 days after the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. more Super Bowl coverage, but...
This is fascinating.
Yeah, so he was talking about how, even though, of course, they didn't make it past the first round, that Nick Sirianni had the team well-prepared for the new change, the new rule change.
Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, for those who don't know.
Yeah, so even the Eagles, who were way far away from the Super Bowl,
right.
they even were well-versed, they ran some drills, they right. talked about it as a team, so... It doesn't look great for Shanahan that.
No. But you just took your team to the Super Bowl. You think he's going to get a mulligan from John Lynch for a year anyway, right?
Yeah.
The general manager.
You would think.
Yeah. Someone who has the Eagles perspective, I really appreciate you bringing that to the show. That's awesome.
Well, it's only because I like the Kelce brothers. Otherwise, I would not be keeping up with the
Eagles. I wonder
if
the Cowboys were ready. Right.
Oh, God.
All right. Perfect. All right.
They weren't even ready for the first round of the playoffs. I can't imagine that.
No, that's funny. That's really funny. So, and you're a Cowboys fan.
Unfortunately.
So, the Daytona 500, I have to mention that while we're talking about sports. Over on our sports station, our other sister station, because it is a mothership of three radio stations, Daytona 500 this Sunday, live coverage starts at 11:30. Over on 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM. So there you go. And it's, man, those race car announcers on the radio? Holy cow. You think listening to the Kentucky Derby for a minute and a half, right? The mm-hmm. the horses going around mm-hmm. track and the excitement. Mm-hmm. These guys bring it for like 4 hours. I don't know how you would audition for a NASCAR gig on the radio. They're fired up. So yeah, it's really interesting.
They also might need Emmys for their acting, because I don't know if you can stay that excited about cars going in a circle for 4 hours.
That's pretty funny. I wasn't going to say that, but that is very funny.
Sorry.
Steve
Sinke. To offend the NASCAR fans.
Steve Sinke stopped by. He's from the Havasu Regional Orchestra, and it's big band and ensembles this year, and they have new singers as well, which is Jerry and Cindy Aldridge are singing with the orchestra. They're doing big band. And we have tickets to the show. It's on February 25th. I'm not giving them away today. I'm going to wait until probably Friday before President's Day. President's Day is on Monday, right?
Yeah, three-day weekend.
And we're dark. No shows. No Speak Out. No Speak Out 2.0 on Monday in observance of President's Day. So
fantastic. Yeah. The chamber will be closed as well.
It's patriotic. I don't want to call people in on a national holiday.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of inconvenient. So.
I'm pro as many Monday holidays as a company.
Are
allow,
you?
So.
Do you think there should be a Super Bowl hangover?
I think there should be more Monday holidays.
Should there be a Super Bowl national holiday on the Monday after the Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't. But it's just, I don't know. There's too many holidays now as it is, but I digress. We need to talk about chamber stuff. There's a networking event coming up. And
yes,
this is
a first ever.
The CBIA. Tell me what that stands for.
CBIA is the Chamber of Building Industry Alliance. We launched this back in November. It is specific to the building industry and the building and trades industry. It has a whole host of benefits that are specific to the industry on top of our regular chamber membership benefits. And we can go into that maybe next month. We can get into the details of all those benefits. But we have a networking event upcoming, our first ever, because like I said, it launched in November. So mm-hmm. it will be February 22nd. That is a Thursday. And it is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it will be at College Street Brew House and in their new building. So if you don't know, College Street is building a new Brewery.
Oh.
Building where they'll actually brew the beer. And so it's going to be held in the new building. And it's going to be similar to our other networking events. It'll be about an hour of networking. But then we're also going to be, this last hour will be educational. So you'll hear from code enforcement, Jeff Tenneman with the city, and then you will hear from the fire inspector as well. So we're trying to get everyone in that industry together. So if you're in that industry, please show up. If you're a part of the CBIA, it's free to get in, but for non-members, it'll be $10, and for chamber members, it'll be $5. But please show up. We want everyone to come and bring those people back together is the whole point of doing this.
Sure, sure.
They'll be once a quarter, so this is our first one. Yeah, so we're really excited for the networking part and getting them kind of organized again, but also the educational part and helping bridging the gap between city and the industry.
No, that's a great idea, and it's going to be quarterly, which is mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
Manageable.
So, is that going to be in different places every quarter then?
Yep.
Oh,
different places every quarter,
right.
And we're trying to keep the host places relevant and on topic.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, we're doing this one first one at College Street because it's their brand new building, and ABCO is their builder, so it's a local builder as well.
Nice tie-in.
Yeah, so yeah. That's really cool. And then the next location that we've talked about is potentially the new courthouse since, you know, so much local business. Like, you know, it's a brand new courthouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just built. Sure. It's,
yeah.
It's building related.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't know if you've been in there. It's really
cool. Or construction related.
Exactly. Yeah.
I haven't yet. I guess they're still waiting on an elevator. Mm-hmm. To open up that second floor and make it ADA compliant at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're really excited about that. Again, that is February 22nd. That is the Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at College Street Brew House. You do not need to RSVP. You don't have to call ahead or anything. You can just show up. But if you do want to call us and let us know that you're going to be there, it's 928-855-4115.
Right.
And then
you just answered my next question. I was going to have you repeat the date.
There we go.
Perfect.
I know. I'm learning something.
Yeah, we're like in sync.
Yeah.
It's working. I'm not playing in sync today, but we're in sync.
There we go.
We're only playing Taylor today.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, in this half hour.
This is the last week that I can probably get away with it.
I'm not sure if I can get away with that with Brandon Hill, if he's going to let me play Taylor Swift.
I think everyone is getting sick of Taylor Swift, and I get it. I understand. I really do.
I don't. I like Taylor Swift.
Well, she's pretty oversaturated right now.
Totally.
But I love it because I love Taylor Swift. I don't have a limit, but I think a lot of people do.
But it's a different saturation than, say, the Spice Girls, who really were manufactured and didn't have a lot of individual talent.
Yeah.
She has major individual talent.
Yeah.
She's a mega songwriter.
It's built over a long time.
A long time.
I was in fifth grade when her debut album came out.
Was that like the John Mayer breakup?
So, no, her debut album, she was 15. She was still in high school.
It was a middle school breakup.
Yeah, there was no, famous.
Every
right?
album's a breakup, right? Pretty much.
No, Lover, Evermore, Folklore.
Wow.
Those are not
You're like
a
mega fan.
All
right.
Anyway.
I got to ask you something as we go to break, but let's talk about the home show.
So, as a part of the Chamber Building Industry Alliance, this Building Industry Alliance, outside the networking event, we are also going to be doing a home show. And it will be at Havasu Riviera Marina. Mm-hmm. Which is a fantastic location. If you haven't been out there, you should. It's absolutely gorgeous. So it'll be down in that parking lot, and it will be April 13th from 9 to 4 p.m. So just kind of keep that in your head. We're going to be doing a ton of marketing. We're going to be releasing a lot more details in the coming month or so. But just kind of put it on your calendar that April 13th from 9 to 4, there will be a home show at Havasu Riviera Marina. We're super excited for it. And it's conveniently one of the only weekend in April that doesn't have a major event. So
what a great host property, though.
Yeah,
and
we're very lucky.
I mean, I'm not putting down Windsor 4, but everything seems to be at Windsor 4, right? And this is at a new venue, more or less.
You know, and it ties into the building industry because they have all the development out there. There's lots of homes being actively built out there. The actual marina is building their covered slip. So, yeah, it's very applicable to our mission with this Building Industry Alliance.
Yeah,
so
I totally
really
get it.
And it's very scenic.
Ah,
I
yes,
love
it is.
The view down there.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I've launched down there once with a friend, and that's a whole nother adventure, let me tell you. I could do an hour on that day. And I was fishing in a 3-hour window. And Dave, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. All right, so we got Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift. I was a little disappointed in the post game. I really thought that Travis was going to propose to Taylor.
Yeah, but that's because you're not a true fan.
Ah.
No real fan ever.
See,
that
if I would have placed that prop bet, you know there was a prop bet on that, right?
Well, that was silly.
It was 8.5 to 1.
They wanted to steal your money.
It was 8.5 to 1. That's a great prop bet.
That's a lot of people who didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, that's if you voted for it. But if you voted, if you voted that, or if you didn't take that prop bet, or went the other way and said he's not going to propose to her, I don't know what the odds were on that. But anyway, I would have consulted with you for sure, anything Taylor Swift related.
Yeah, please.
When is he going to propose to her? When do you think?
I don't think he proposes till after...
the draft?
No, I'd say after next football season.
Oh. Just make sure it lasts.
Well, yeah, because she's on tour all through...
Oh, right.
She has tour through next, like, spring.
Right. I understand the city of Kansas City asked her not to show up to the victory party.
And she can't. She has to go to Australia. She
right.
She has to show in Australia on
yeah,
Friday.
I understand
and
that.
They're a day ahead, so.
Oh, right,
she's
right.
She's going to be on a plane.
Would have cut it too close.
Yeah, she has rehearsals to get to.
Man.
She's booked and busy.
All things Taylor right here. And Chamber. You get two shows in one with Carrie Singer.
Fantastic.
She's the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. And here's a little Cruel Summer from Taylor Swift. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're not listening to KJJ Nash 102.3, but they do play that song quite a bit, if you didn't know.
You guys have a country station?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm that close to opening the door.
I know.
I'm kidding.
We have so many radio stations to keep up with.
It's
Beyonce?
A very highly rated station in the market,
that's
by
fantastic.
The way. Yeah, it's. You didn't know that, 102.3?
I don't listen to the radio.
It's Nat. Oh, right. Right, right.
I just know
you're
there's a lot of radio stations here that I deal
you're
with
one of those.
Chamber capacity.
I get it.
And listen to podcasts.
I know. I get it. But we do stream on KJJ as well as on KNTR Talk. So we stream live. Actually, I get it on my Alexa-enabled device.
Beyonce is releasing a country album.
I heard that. I think that was part of the advertising that she was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That was part of it, like the new branding or whatever. Anyway. Speak Out brought to you in part by Beyonce doing country. I can't picture it on...
She's from Texas. What do you mean?
On Nash at all.
She's
I just...
from Houston.
Because of the, Jay-Z connection and her the genre that she plays, What is she, hip-hop?
R&B.
R&B, right. Anyway, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Patio Paradise. Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. And by Blonzi Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature a sandwich for you, Carrie. It's an all-veggie sandwich called the Prius.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, exactly.
Subaru.
And as we mentioned, we do stream live at KNTRtalk.com. Or just say, I don't know if it works on the Alexa anymore. For some reason, it doesn't like it. Mine doesn't anyway. So maybe your Google, whatever they call that, the Google one, you can do it. Stream there. So anyway, Carrie Singer is with us, investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. We got about 3-4 minutes left, and you got a mixer coming up, an AM exchange, and we want to talk a little bit about Winterfest.
Do a little Winterfest recap. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we have a mixer this week because February started on a Thursday. Tomorrow is the third Thursday of the month. It just feels like the second Thursday of the month, so it feels early. But yeah, so February 15th, tomorrow, we have a mixer at First Savings Bank from 5 to 7 p.m. They have a lot of great food trucks lined up. Beer and wine is going to be provided by Mud Shark, I do believe. So we're excited about that. They always go over the top. They always do a little bit extra, so it'll be a great one to go to. Also, it's a good location. They're, you know, big, nice big parking lot. We should have beautiful weather tomorrow. And it's a really nice bank in on the inside as well. So, yeah, right. First Savings Bank all the way out on the end of where Acoma dead ends into 95.
Okay.
On the south side.
I got you.
Yeah, across from that. Terribles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So tomorrow, February 15th, 5 to 7 p.m., please join us. And then our next AM exchange is at Holiday Inn Express on Friday, March 1st from 7 to 8 a.m.
I love that building.
It's a good building.
I love staying there. Mm. When I lived outside of the area, I would stay there. I love that Holiday Inn Express. It's very, very clean, very modern.
And they have a great, great location. They got lucky with that.
They have good breakfast, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, so you can, if you ever have any questions about when our next event is or what we have upcoming, go to havasuchamber.com and go to the calendar. That is always updated. Mm. And then Winterfest. Thank you, everyone in the community who showed up and supported, to all of the vendors, to all of the sponsors. It was in its 38th year, and it was a fantastic success.
It was a lot of walking.
A lot of walking.
Yeah, but a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, the vendors really did a great job this year. We had no issues. It was fantastic. The vendors were happy. Most of the attendees were happy. Our
Mother Nature sure cooperated.
We got very good weather. I don't know how we got so lucky because the days before and the days after weren't that great.
Right.
But yeah, Saturday and Sunday we had beautiful weather.
You didn't even have wind.
No.
It was like sunshine, and well, it was partly cloudy or whatever, but no wind.
Sunday afternoon, it got kicked up a little bit.
A little?
8-9 miles an hour, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, nothing to disturb any pop-ups.
No,
or easy-ups.
Yeah, it was wonderful. The bands did fantastic. Mile High is awesome, and then Crosscut on Sunday, great.
You can't go wrong with either of them.
Crosscut's fans really showed out.
Right.
We were so busy. They drank us out of all the beer.
that says a lot for Crosscut.
That. They appreciated, we appreciated that support so much. But yeah, it was fantastic. So thank you to the community and anyone who showed up, any vendor, any sponsor. It was a great success, and the community supports it so well.
What do you want to tell business owners that may not be a part of the chamber? What are the benefits?
Oh, there's so
many. Give me your 30-second elevator speech.
There are so many benefits to being a part of the Chamber of Commerce, but the main thing that I want to tell people is we are the hub for business resources in the community and networking, and we are not the hub for events. We do a couple events. We do them very well, but we don't have a ton of events. We're a very involved chamber, a very active chamber, and I want them to come learn more about what we do, and I want them to join us in our mission and get excited about getting involved.
All right, little country Taylor coming up right here.
There we go.
Our song. It's perfect on Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, we're staying on theme for the holiday.
For the what?
For the holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a holiday. It's a holiday for people who have a significant other, though, right?
It's a holiday for capitalism because they couldn't figure out how to get us to spend money.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
And Easter.
I gotcha. If you don't do anything for that significant other, you may be looking for another significant other.
It's total like social peer pressure holiday.
Right. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks
I always appreciate you being here.
Thank you, audience, for listening to me talk about Taylor Swift.
And football. You do that so well.
Thank you.
Both topics.
Yeah, we don't get to talk football until for a few months.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not talking about USFL or XFL or absolutely whatever the heck
no,
it is.
No, we're not even going to acknowledge
it. I don't even
it
know what it is.
Don't want to know.
I know Dwayne Johnson's the commissioner, right?
This is like what the third go-around at this little... Yeah,
they seem to know what they're doing, and it's growing. And
yeah.
I like the idea of the... There's really no visitor teams. It's a hub of stadiums. So there's like...
You actually do know a lot about this.
Oh, there's like 15 teams or whatever, and they only play in 3 stadiums. It's kind of cool. Or 5 stadiums, whatever it is.
Maybe we will talk about it.
No, we won't. Back with more in a moment. Brandon Hill coming up next. Sun Power by Esme Electric. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. little Brad Paisley on Valentine's Day. I promised Brandon no Taylor Swift. So.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
She does country, though.
Oh, yeah. I, Taylor Swift, I didn't say she's horrible. She's good. It's just a little break.
Mega talented, little though, right?
Oh, God, yes.
So you're oversaturated with Taylor.
You know.
A little bit.
Just saying, football's football.
Chiefs or Niners, who are you rooting for?
You know, it didn't matter. I just wanted
You're a Cardinals fan.
Yeah,
buddy.
I just wanted my football square to win. That was it.
It mattered to me. Now, were I still a Raiders fan, which ended 2008, I would have never rooted for the Chiefs. Even though I really like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, the rest of the cast of players, even Andy Reid, I used to think he was a little overrated. But being a Cardinals fan, there was no way I'm rooting for the 49ers.
You know,
that would be like rooting for the Seahawks, man.
I get all that.
No way.
And I'm not a 49ers fan by no means, but I tell you what, Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy, you know.
Totally. I get
That's the only reason why I thought about San Francisco wanting to win, because of Brock Purdy being where he's at and Christian McCaffrey and stuff. But I was more on the Chiefs side.
I heard Debo sabotage an interview on the sports station with one of the hosts, and right from there I'm like a Debo hater now. I mean, he's a total prima donna. So anyway, that's just my opinion, folks. Send me an email, send me an IM, whatever you got to do to yell at me, but I don't care. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. A fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. By Springberg Wealth Management, Mojave Community College, by SunPower by Esme Electric, of course, and SamsGuns.com and Doritos Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. Don't forget, shop local, because small business is a very big deal, right?
You better believe it.
It says kind of a big deal on the copy. I'm like, no, it's a very big deal. It's not
always shop
kind
local.
Of a big
shop
deal.
Shop local's been a thing for, I've been here, born and raised here, 43 years, and it's always been that way.
Cool.
Shopping local.
What's up with the swag today, man? I know people can't see on radio and all that, but you got the Esme blue going on.
I always have the Esme blue. It's just I need a haircut somewhere and a hat. So I'm going there after.
The matching hat and jacket, and it's that's pretty styling today for a country boy like yourself.
Like I said, I need a haircut, so the hat's on right now.
The big story in the paper today is Unisource. And the rate increase that the Arizona Corporation Commission just approved, and the paper anyway seems to think that it's flying under a lot of people's radar.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to get surprised by their first electric bill in February and definitely in March when it stables out.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying a rate increase of like $13.68 a month. But earlier last year, it was a lot more than that, wasn't it?
Well, last year was a fuel charge. That's all they did last year.
It was just a one-month fuel charge.
So it was just a
But it sure
price.
Affected a lot of
they
people.
They did a cent. Oh, yes. And this is going to affect a lot more people. Mm-hmm. It's going to affect, and you know the sad thing about it, it's going to affect even solar customers that have solar, no matter what company you went with, because whatever people were grandfathered on their buyback rate, they're charging more for when people need to get power back at night or during any time that they're getting power back from the electric company. So it's going to affect everybody. It's going to be big.
Is that going to cut into what you have banked then?
Yes. So
is that what you mean?
All depends when you sign, because whenever you sign, people are grandfathered in on different rates as a buyback rate of what they got from Unisource, which that still stays the same. That never will change as of for at least 10 years. But it's what Unisource is charging people to get back electricity at night. So, or whatever. They're charging more than what people are getting for. So, it's kind of confusing over the line, this right now. But sitting down with the customer, you can actually write it all out and show them. But, no. It's a big increase. It's a big increase.
If you want to talk to Brandon, Brandon's the sales consultant with SunPower by Esme Electric. Give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And SunPower pretty much takes care of everything. So I'm talking about with Unisource, with Mojave Electric, and that. There's some paperwork involved, isn't there?
Actually, they just changed that up.
They
again.
Did.
So, yeah, so we cannot do the paperwork. It's something that the customer just does. It's emailed to the customer. It's very simple. You just you type out just your information in like you would write it down on the paperwork that we would do. It's still very simple, so that's the least of my worries about any
right,
of it.
Right,
it's
right.
really, like I said, that rate increases. It's going to hurt everybody.
How's business lately? We hear about the economy and interest rates and that sort of thing. Is that affecting your business at all?
No, it's not affecting our business. You know, the beginning of the year is always our slowest time, even though when it was rocking and rolling or, you know, every year that I've been there in the 11 years. But no, it's not affecting anything. We still have great pricing. We have leasing, $0 out of pocket. So it works pretty dang good still.
Let's talk about tax credits. And not everybody qualifies, but some companies out there say, yeah, you get a tax deduction for solar.
Well, you do get a 30% federal tax credit on the total cost of the job, but I tell people be careful. Just because it's there doesn't mean you will receive it. You got to pay into it to get it. If you're retired and you're only on Social Security and not paying much in federal taxes, it's not like the federal government's just going to write you a check. So I always tell my customers and everybody, please always talk to your tax advisor. I can tell you how it works, but take all advice from your CPA, tax person. Do not take any tax advice from a solar consultant or any solar person out there for that reason.
Yeah, I got you. You guys aren't accountants. You're just solar guys.
I wouldn't be paying somebody else to do my taxes if I knew all about it.
Yeah, so. right.
But it is a 30% federal tax credit on the total cost of the job. So, yes.
Tell me about this Cutco giveaway. You talked about it last month a little bit, but it's full swing now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anybody that sets an appointment with us, you don't have to purchase. You just have to set up appointments. Let's show you what we can do. And we have a 15-piece Cutco knife set.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty spendy, but yeah, I tell you what, it's pretty cool. We had our first winner, and I meant to write it down, and I apologize. It was another salesman, so that the customer won. But yeah, not bad. You know, why
right.
not? Heck, just to sit down, then you don't have to wonder about solar. I can show you every option available and see if it's even going to be worth your while for that point, you know.
Yeah, sure.
We're not going to sell you something that it doesn't make sense.
And your quotes are free anyway. No, the Cutco is make an appointment, no purchase necessary, but you guys come out for nothing and show people. What do you actually do when you meet with the husband and wife and you show them what SunPower by Ismay Electric has to offer?
All we do is come out, we take some pictures, look at people's electrical boxes outside, meters, look for shading, look at kind of the roof, but mainly just sit down with the customer and show them how it all works, let them know about our product and why our product, and then we get all their information, and then we actually go back and sit down with the customer, and then we figure it out from there, what's going to best fit their needs, and it's really simple. It's not hard. I'm not going to push you into something that nobody feels comfortable with. So, again, I just tell you all the facts. Sit down. Go over it. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And either way, you're
right.
in to win that drawing. So,
yeah.
You know, 15, 30 minutes of your time, why not?
Sure. You guys were at Winterfest, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How was it?
You know.
Did you get a lot of questions? And what kind of questions were people asking?
We got a few questions. I tell you the truth, it was one of the slowest Winterfests, and I've been doing it for 11 years.
Really?
For us, anyway. Sunday
yeah.
was not busy for lead-wise, but mainly it's always good because I see so many of my customers, and it's so great seeing them because, you know, I don't get to see them again, and they come up and go, hey.
They probably stopped by over the past 11 years. That's why they weren't stopping by now.
Yeah.
You've already
yeah.
sold them. I saw the crowds out there for sure.
No, Saturday was packed.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Right.
You know,
right.
Thank God the rain came early, and it didn't hit us on Saturday because that was going to be a bummer if we got the rain Saturday
yeah.
and Sunday.
No kidding. Right. So, all right. What about promises that other companies make about tax credits? Is that still happening?
You know, I don't know. I haven't heard of any. I just tell people just be careful. Again, back on the tax credit, just talk to your tax advisors, you guys. Please. You know what? You're not just going to get a check back from the government
right.
if you don't pay into it. So just be very careful.
I get a lot of complaints from a listener in Kingman about solar companies that come up to Kingman from Phoenix and cold call. They just go through the neighborhood and cold call, you know.
Oh, I'm door knocking.
I'm from Acme Solar Company, you know.
We have a lot of that
you
going on.
You guys don't do that, though, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
That's where a lot of people think sun power, it's all solar. It's not, because I've seen people like on Facebook saying, well, yeah, they were knocking on my door and they're saying sun power. And I go, I absolutely. And then another customer goes, no, they do not door knock. We do not cold call. You know, just give us a call if you're interested, you know. But yeah, just be careful. Be wary out there. If you go on Unisource's website, they'll let you even know. Be careful with scams with solar companies. You can give Unisource a call. Find out who's trying to sell you, and they'll let you know, hey, because Unisource never has anything to do with solar out there, plain and simple. So if anybody's telling you that, be careful out there.
Yeah, you were telling me last month, I think, about a scam. Somebody said they were certified by Unisource.
You're getting a lot of stuff out there. Unisource has started picking up on it, and that's why they put it out there, letting people know, be careful, because, you know, people are getting promised the world, and then all of a sudden, see you later.
All it takes is one bad apple in a certain industry, too.
Absolutely.
You know, and it happens in ours, too.
It's any industry.
Yeah.
Really, you know.
And then people sour on it because of that one bad apple. But, Esme, you guys, how long have you been in the community?
Oh, gosh. Like I said, I've been here 43 years, born and raised. Greg's been in business over 44. He went to high school here for, you know, so... yeah, we have a great name for ourselves, and we back everything that we say we're going to do for our customers, plain and simple.
Let's talk about the materials that you guys use from SunPower and the solar panels and that. But they have different wattages, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Every panel is different for the most part, but it's all SunPower's product. And we go off of warranty and efficiency and... power production warranty, 25 years, best warranty on the market. So that's what we stick with our guns. We want to go with a company that's going to be around, and if not, they're going to make sure that they back their product 100%.
Right,
you know,
right.
I tell people that, you know, God forbid if anything ever happens, well, SunPower, they could go out of business tomorrow, but they have $181 million set aside for any kind of warranty. So anybody else that can say that, please let me know.
Now, what was I was thinking about when you're at a potential customer's house, how do you determine how many panels they need?
That's something that, now, there's two different ways to go about it. You got somebody that's been in the house, then we go off electric bill, then we go off kind of what they might be adding so much in the future, but it's always the electric bill, but not everybody has that electric bill. You got new construction, you got people that just moved in the house, and, well, they can't go off the person prior because, well, they have four kids, you don't. So then we go off square footage, how old the AC, you know, that's when I pick the customer's brain a little bit and find out what they're going to be running their AC to size that system up for you accordingly to them. Now, am I perfect in a perfect? Absolutely not. I can just go off my expertise of doing it and plus the office expertise of saying, believe you need this size system. Now, I can't guarantee nobody you're never going to have a bill. There's just no way. But I can go, okay, as long as you use this amount of power, so on and this, no, you should be just fine.
Does that warranty you were talking about, does that cover labor and materials then? And how long is
the warranty? It's 100%. So it's labor, parts, and shipping on our product, and that's for 25 years. So
even the inverter.
Oh yeah, microinverters, panels, racking. Yes, absolutely.
Inverters, that's almost the key to the system. Converts the DC down to AC, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I know. Like it's about a 15% loss, but you're converting the DC to AC, so it can be used obviously in the house. We use alternating current in this country anyway.
Yep.
So
and SunPower's got the highest efficient
panel. But the inverters
panel.
Are expensive, aren't they?
You know, the microinverters, not really. You're looking about, you know, a few hundred dollars, but still, if it goes down, it's not that what you're paying for. It's the shipping and then the labor on top of that. That's
to
all
put it
taking,
back in.
Absolutely.
Take it out, take the old one out, put the new one in.
And again, that's why you want to go with a company that's been around that guarantees their product, where when something does, are you going to have somebody to take care of that microinverter to take care of the shipping, the repairs on it?
Yeah,
so on
I always like to ask companies like yours too, what is your warranty work like? The warranty load. Do you get a lot of stuff that comes in warranty?
You know, we had an issue, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago. We're having some issues with some microinverters. But once we found out that there were one or two, we ended up replacing every microinverter that we installed. We just got the whole truck. We just took it and go, you know what? We called the customers. We don't want the phone calls. We're going to you.
Right.
And we take care of it. But no, all in all, no. It's not. It's rare, but I'm not saying we're
sure.
Perfect. You know, stuff does happen. But it's if anything ever goes wrong, it's usually.
No, you can always. You can always tell, like, with an air conditioning wholesaler, for example, how much warranty work do they do, right? Mm-hmm. I want to know that because that means there's some failure within that manufacturer in that. But it sounds like you guys are pretty stable.
Yeah, SunPower pays us to take care of our customer system, plain
right,
and simple.
Right, right.
So there's no reason why we wouldn't want to go out there and fix it. Well, plus, well, we don't want to ruin our name for being here over 44 years.
Yeah,
either,
right.
So
again, folks, if you didn't hear the top of the segment, Unisource does have a rate increase going into effect. In fact, it went into effect on February 1st.
February 1st.
You didn't see it in the paper.
Yep.
And, if you don't listen to this show, well, then you're going to be really surprised because
yes,
we've
sir.
Been talking about it for a while, since last summer.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's, what was it, 13, 14%? Something like it's even higher.
You know, that's on an average system, and you really got to look at it. We started looking at, you know, smaller systems and what bigger systems, what people are paying today, what that 13, 14, because
right.
it can be quite a bit of money.
But there is a program if you need help with your electric bill and need help paying it. They do a partial assistance. I think it's called Unisource Cares or UES Cares, and it's USAZ.com. If you want to find out more on how to get help, if you're barely able to pay your power bill now, there is assistance through Unisource that can help you. It's a little discount program. The problem is the ACC didn't approve, I guess, the funding to increase the funding for that program.
So there's only a certain amount, a certain amount of people are going to get it.
There's only a certain amount of people and a certain amount of dollars that can go around, right?
Yep, because if you thought your summer bills were high last year,
right.
Just wait.
Right, right, right. What about commercial applications? You guys do commercial too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We do commercial.
Is it a little bit different?
Yeah, we just don't have any kind of, you know, financing or leasing for commercial. We've done quite a bit of commercial jobs out here, so it's more of a cash or somebody gets their own kind of financing, but absolutely. You know, I just tell people, invest in yourselves. Pay yourself. Why throw it away to the electric company every single month? You know, so
I'm surprised. Why wouldn't you? I'm surprised listener Jack hasn't called.
Oh, yeah,
it's only a couple minutes, but no, you did the presentation for Jack in that, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep, yep.
And I'm not sure if his system is done yet. But,
yeah. Yep. Yep.
It is done.
Yes, I believe it. Yeah. It's
all right.
It's
well, he's probably being a nerd right now and looking at the app, and seeing how much is being generated. If I know Jack, he's looking at that thing all day, all day long, man, and half the night.
He's so great. So yeah.
Right. All right. Let's recap with that drawing for the $1,300 knife set.
It's $1,350. Yeah, but it's a Cutco. I know everybody knows Cutco name brand. You know, it doesn't hurt anything to give us a call, you guys. You know, it's just a little thing that we like to give to customers, saying thank you for giving us a shot, sitting down with you, talking to you, entering you into a drawing. At least we get to go over everything with you, and at least you don't have to wonder about solar anymore.
Right.
You know, and it's great when I can show you every option available on that.
And this is a company, folks, if you haven't heard, SunPower by Esme Electric gets national awards. You guys are a master dealer. Mm-hmm. With SunPower. Tell people what that means.
It's just we're a master dealer. There's different stages. You can't just pick up one day and say, I want to be a SunPower dealer. One thing about SunPower, you have to go through the stages from elite to premier to master to actually get the better pricing and get the stuff. So that's one. It's the only solar panel that you have to go through stages to
be
a SunPower dealer to even start selling their product.
That's very good. Are you busy today, tomorrow?
Yes.
Through Friday?
Yes, yes. And then...
Busy?
Yes. And then a bowling tournament for my son this weekend. So they have the state open up there. So.
I was wondering why it took you about an hour or so to answer my text. I thought, well, I'm not going to bug him. He's probably busy in an
You know I'm here. You know I'll be here.
It was like
just one time.
It was like 8 o'clock this morning anyway.
What, 5 years?
So normally I get you guys the day before, but
it's
been busy for me too. So tell people how they can get a hold of you.
You can call our office at 928-855-7375, or please, you can give me a call on my cell phone, 928-727-4198, 928-727-4198. Please
All right.
Set up an appointment, and we can go from there.
You like Blake Shelton?
Always.
Gwen Stefani?
Yeah.
She's still not country, right?
I like Blake.
Yeah, I like Blake. I like
Gwen's
that.
Good. She has a couple of those good songs.
Gwen in No Doubt, for sure, for sure. So, all right, thanks for being here, Brandon.
Hey, thanks
for
having me. It's always fun. Thank you.
Brandon Hill is the sales consultant, or a sales consultant, for SunPower by Esme Electric. If you see him out there, compliment him on his coordination today. He's got the hat that perfectly matches the jacket. It's perfect coordination, man. Like the Eddie Murphy movie, right? I coordinate.
I coordinate.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
And I said, I'm gonna be your forever. So baby, will you be my wife? Now that we know a little better, we could have a real nice life.
Some more music from KJJ Nash, 102.3, our sister station. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Whether you have a Valentine or not. If you don't, then happy Arizona Admissions Day. That's right. On this date in 1912, Arizona became the 48th state in the union, I believe. So, Speak Out 2.0 coming up next. And the number, 234-343-1065. Marissa June is looking at me like I'm buffering, because I am. And Larry Tuneforce will be on. And it's a recorded interview with Tyler Carlson. He's the CEO of Mojave Electric Cooperative. So stay tuned. Speak Out 2.0 coming up next.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.